For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort has been found guilty of 8 charges at his bank and tax fraud trial. President Trump in Charleston, West Virginia, says he has no connection to Manafort's legal problems.
This has nothing to do with what they started out looking for Russians involved in our campaign. There were none. I feel very badly for Paul Manafort. He worked for Bob Dole. He worked for Ronald Reagan. He worked for many, many people. And this is the way it ends up.
The president's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, has pleaded guilty to 8 charges as part of an agreement. He has agreed to a prison term, although the judge is not bound by it. He could spend 4.5 to 5 years in prison. The judge will sentence him later at a future date. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A man from Mexico who has been living in the U.S. illegally has confessed to kidnapping college student Molly Tibbetts while she was running in her small Iowa hometown. He confessed he killed her and dumped her body in a cornfield.
A complaint and affidavit names Christian Bahina Rivera, age 24, who resides in rural Powashik County, and he has been charged with murder in the first degree.
Rivera led investigators to a body believed to be Tibbetts in a cornfield about 12 miles southeast of Brooklyn, Iowa, where Tibbetts was last seen running. An Indonesian court sentenced a woman who complained about a noisy mosque to 18 months in prison for blasphemy. Prosecutors said the 44-year-old defendant violated the criminal code by committing blasphemy against Islam, the dominant faith in Indonesia. In recent years, blasphemy cases have been filed against those accused of offending Islam. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
Enemies of a Confederate statue decide to take things into their own hands, as USA's Chris Barnes explains.
A statue of a Confederate soldier known as Silent Sam has stood on the campus at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, since 1913. Late Monday, a group of around 250 protesters marched to the site of that statue and called for its immediate removal.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, this place is statue's got to go.
Then the crowd started cheering as some people produced a rope and began to try to pull it down, which they did end up doing. The university saying in a statement the protesters' actions were dangerous and they're investigating the incident. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A magnitude 7.3 earthquake struck off the coast of Venezuela, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. The quake center was located near the town of Guira, and tremors were felt as far as the capital of Caracas. It struck about 5:30 p.m. local time. No tsunami advisories were immediately reported. Venezuela's interior minister wrote a tweet encouraging the people of Venezuela to remain calm, adding, "There hasn't been reports of any victims." In Caracas, an abandoned financial center known as the Tower of David was damaged, causing the top 5 floors to slant on a 25-degree incline. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.